All right, welcome to this Wednesday, April 10th edition of Between the Lines. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office responding to a kayaker in distress on Lake Winnebago yesterday afternoon, high winds and high waves. And fortunately, the kayaker was rescued, and we'll talk with Sheriff's Captain Bill Todick coming up on the next segment of the show. This is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. We're going to talk with Emergency Management Director Bobby Hicken. She'll join us in the studios shortly after the bottom of the hour. We do have a winter weather advisory that is going into effect tonight and will remain in effect through tomorrow morning. National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Miller will join us on the program, and we'll talk a little bit more about what we can expect in terms of the rain, snow, ice mixture that we are expected to see over the next 24 hours. And on the final segment of the show, Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore will join us on the program. The Fond du Lac City Council tonight expected to make an amendment to the city's workplace smoke ban to add e-cigarettes to that ban. And also, what's the latest with the South Macy Street closure? That portion of Macy Street from Forest Avenue to First Street has been closed for a couple of weeks after some bricks fell off a building. And there was concerns about the structural integrity of the building. We'll ask the city manager about that coming up on the final segment of the show. Domestic violence claimed 62 lives in Wisconsin last year. Guns were the most common way people killed their partners or themselves. In fact, since 2005, guns have been used in more domestic violence homicides than all other means combined, such as stabbing, strangulation, and vehicle trauma. That, according to a report that was released by the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. But in the news just recently, a horrific story in Fond du Lac County, and a Campbellsport man has been charged in connection with what investigators say was a domestic abuse-related stabbing incident. 33-year-old James Allen is accused of stabbing his fiancée in the neck with a pocket knife as she was driving their car at highway speed down a Fond du Lac County highway south of Campbellsport. A bizarre case, a scary, horrific case. Joining us on the first segment of the show to talk more about domestic violence, the director of the Domestic Violence Program and Inpatient Behavioral Health and Addiction Services at St. Agnes Hospital, Tiffany Parker. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Greg.
It's a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me as well.
I'm looking at the I pulled up the statistics before this interview. And about a month ago, the Wisconsin Department of Justice released the 2017 domestic violence statistics, which are the latest for what we have the figures for. And it shows there were almost 30,000 domestic violence incidents in 2017 compared to almost 29,000 the year before that. Not a huge increase. I don't know if you'd call it a stagnating number, but still, that's a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you make of that figure?
I think there's first of all, even in our speaking to Fond du Lac County and as a whole, we've seen this as an increase in our own areas, and so I'm not surprised that it's kind of throughout the state that we're seeing the increase as well. And I know that the police department, our local police departments and our domestic violence programs have spoke out to that in the last, couple of years or so, that this is one of the higher risk and one of the most prevalent crimes that are occurring in our area.
When do domestic violence homicides occur? What is it most often when someone is trying to leave a relationship?
That's a really good question. Statistically, most research tells us that about 73 to 75% of homicides occur when the person is the victim or the person who identifies as the victim is trying to leave. that is the most dangerous time. And so that is the most serious time that we really want to help those individuals be able to be safe and get out in the best way possible.
What I'm curious, I was in court last week when this guy appeared and made his initial court appearance for this Campbellsport domestic violence case. Well, I'm just curious, and I know you don't know all of the specifics of this case, but I'm just curious what went through your mind when you heard that this guy, he's accused of stabbing his fiance, someone he supposedly loves and cares for. He is accused of stabbing her repeatedly in the neck with a pocket knife as she was driving the car 55 miles down an hour down the highway.
I think this, unfortunately, you know, and as you said before, I can't speak to directly to this case at all, but I can say just generally that these stories are very hard to hear overall. Obviously, anyone that's being put in a situation where they feel unsafe with someone that they love is very hard to hear that and very sobering to hear that.
The other thing, and I know this question probably gets asked a lot, In this case, this individual had just been convicted, I want to say a month earlier, of a domestic violence related crime. And one of the questions that I think gets asked a lot of times is, how does a victim end up going back to the perpetrator sometimes several times?
You're absolutely right, Greg. And that is a question I often get asked about the patients that I work with. And there's a few different things. So it's very challenging for someone to leave an abusive relationship because there's a lot of barriers and a lot of aspects of the relationship that create them to stay in that environment. A few big barriers that really I like to focus on because they're the most common, I would say, is that children can be a barrier. If you share children with the person that's abusing you, there can be a lot of barriers to, if I leave this relationship and I take my kids with me, I still share my kids with my partner. And do I keep them in this situation so I get to keep them, or do I leave them in this situation and potentially lose them through the court system, lose them half time? You know, not necessarily they'll lose them completely, but they might have to split that up if they get divorced and all those different things. So there's a lot of anxiety with custody of children. Secondly, you know, that is a piece. Another piece is that a lot of times there are lots of positive pieces to this person that's abusing them. It's not all bad. And so that's very challenging to sometimes mentally and psychologically write this person off completely as if they're a bad person when they do have some bad things that they may do, but they're overall maybe not a bad person. They have other positive qualities to them. And then I would say, thirdly, financially. Finances are a huge barrier for people leaving these situations. It's possible that the person, their partner, is controlling their finances, is potentially the primary breadwinner, and is not allowing the person who's being abused to work, so they don't have resources of their own. So those are just kind of a few of the big pieces of as to why individuals will stay in these relationships. There are several other reasons that we can get into, but I would say that those are the few that I hear the most about and are the kind of the most challenging.
All right. At the outset of this segment, I stated the statistics on the number of domestic violence incidents that were reported.
Mm-hmm.
How many are there more domestic violence incidents that happen in Fond du Lac County that are not reported?
We always have to think about our statistics, and that's reported statistics. We know that domestic violence happens to 1 in 3 women and 1 in 7 men nationally. So if we really look at those statistics compared to our population, we're missing a lot. And so we know that we always have to be careful about those statistics are alarming and they're very high, and it's concerning to all of us. It's probably higher, though, because there are a lot of people that don't feel safe to report it because of potential retaliation from the person abusing them. It's possible that maybe they don't feel that they're going to be believed by police officers or the court system or things to that nature due to their own fears that they have or maybe previous experiences. It's a shame and guilt thing as well. I don't want to admit that maybe I'm in a situation that could potentially paint me in a bad light. So there's lots of different reasons why people don't report. But I would definitely say that, you know, I think we have on average for the, I think the DA's office receives, I know a few years ago, so I don't want to quote recent years, but I believe in 2016 and 2017, we were receiving about 700 to 900 reports up to the DA's office involving domestic violence. I would say that there's definitely more than that that aren't reported.
All right. What advice do you have for someone who is in a situation where they don't feel safe? What should they do?
Definitely. I would definitely reach out to resources in our community. So obviously our program here at St. Ignace Hospital, SSM Health, is one program that people can call. And that is our main number that people can reach us at is 920-926-4207. And we are available. We are not located at the hospital. We are at an external location. But if we can have individuals call us and we can kind of connect them with our services. And then we also have a shelter program as well, Solution Center, who also provides emergency shelter and similar services to us. That would be another domestic violence resource. We encourage people to reach out to us to kind of help through that process and navigating different barriers that they may have to getting out. We may have resources that we have relationships with people in the community that we can kind of help them get out of those situations and help them through safety planning. That's a huge thing, is you want to make sure that they have a safety plan when they're leaving to ensure that they've covered all of their bases before taking that step, because that's a pretty big step for people to do.
All right. Director of the Domestic Violence Program and Inpatient Behavioral Health and Addiction Services at St. Agnes Hospital, Tiffany Parker. Tiffany, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you, Greg.